Good morning, Kingdom citizens. Khadijah here. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. It has been a minute, but I wanted to come on because there's a conversation that is trending on Facebook, and it is definitely a conversation that needs to be had. The conversation is concerning church hurt. It's concerning being hurt in a place of safety. And so many of us now are returning to our church services. So many of us are now going back into the church. However, we have to admit that before the pandemic even began, there were a lot of people that were not attending church services for whatever reason. And a lot of them were stating that the reason that they did not attend church was because of church hurt. Now, I know a lot of leaders like to minimize that issue. A lot of them would like to sweep that under the rug because it gives their church a bad name. It gives their leaders a bad name. First of all, let me state that church hurt does not just come from the pulpit. Church hurt is from the pulpit to the door. It can be attacked from the pulpit, or it can be attacks from the pews. So let's get that understanding very clear. The next thing that I want to state is you don't have to stay. You don't have to be hostage to spiritual abuse because people quote scriptures and they sound so spiritually deep when they speak to you. Know God for yourself. I love that song, God Is. He's my all in all. And God does not require sheep to be abused. As a matter of fact, he is very much against that. And when Yeshua was here on the earth, he stated that. He rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees for putting burdens on the people that they themselves did not even want to bear. So remember who you are serving, who you are, and who you are striving to become. Now, I'm not saying that you don't give reverence to leaders. I have done that. But sometimes we give too much reverence to man and not enough to God. God is the one that will supply all your needs. He's going to be your Jehovah Jireh. He's going to be the banner that lifts when the enemy comes in like a flood. Man does not have a heaven or hell to put you in. So remember that we are here to serve a God that can do anything but fail. He said that when your heart is overwhelmed, run to me and I will give you rest. He also told us that even if we made our bed in hell, he would never leave nor forsake us. He would find us. If we made our bed in the cleft of the rock, he will find us. Church hurt is real. Spiritual abuse is real. It causes depression. It causes people to consider and sometimes commit suicide because they came into the church where they felt it was a safe place and they found no refuge. They found no safety. They found that they became manipulated and there were predators in the church. So make no mistake, as you return to church services, God is not pleased with abuse. He does not allow it. And you have nothing to be ashamed of when they come and they take advantage of your vulnerability. Remember that God loves you. He will always protect you. Run to him. Cast your cares upon him. Trust him as your holy God and listen for his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another's voice they will not follow. Remember the relationship, your vertical relationship is more powerful than your horizontal relationship. Know God for yourself. And the conversation continues. I just wanted to add a few more things to our conversation earlier. Remember, God is always in control. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, the lift of your head, the lover of your soul. And He will carry you through any pain or discomfort. Seek help in the right places. And don't be afraid to tell your story. Because when you tell your story, it takes the control of the abuser away from them. It gives you the power. Because you have the power to stop the abuse, to expose the abuser. Don't be trapped into funding your own abuse because you hold their anointing above their character. Remember, the gifts of Abba are without repentance, but it doesn't negate the fact that we're supposed to have the character of the Most High God. Protect yourself. You are worthy. You are worth everything that Abba is placing and putting in you to your becoming the servant of the Most High God that He has called, not who man say you are. So don't stand for it. Protect yourself and know that God is with you. Amen.